Sound Music of Asmara, Sound of Eritrea, all my people, let's unite on it. We're gonna show the world what I'm about to do. My fellow Eritrea, let me get along.
Hello, I am Girmay Andom, and glad and happy to be on World Tracks with Daniel Brown.
Yes, greetings to World Tracks listeners from one of Eritrea's up-and-coming artists, Girmay Andom. This is Daniel Brown and Rushi Bagheri bringing you part two of a two-part series on the release of one of the albums of 2010, Eritrea's Got Soul by the Asmara All-Stars.
This kind of music, like reggae, usually we don't make like that kind of music. And for the first time, they make like something new and they try to bring a new vibe, if I can say like that. That was nice.
Traditional music, and also there are variations. So whenever there is new things, you know, it's always a step forward. So I mean,
there can be change without leaving the flavor of the original or traditional rhythm or sound.
But the thing is, they have to travel more and, you know, to like to export the music, yeah, because just staying like in the city and making like that, nobody's going to know about it, yeah. But if they move, if they make concerts, if they make some kind of event, for sure people will appreciate such kind of music, because it's very nice and no one knows what happened here, and there is like a rich culture in the music especially.
Reactions we recorded just after an October concert to mark the release of this unique album produced by French musician Bruno Blum and the German Out Here label. Last week, we met some of the heroes of this first international release by the isolated Horn of Africa nation. Today, we continue to talk to those involved in the 13-track CD, co-financed by the country's Cultural Affairs Office and the Alliance Française in Asmara. This is an RFI exclusive that had to brave the authorities' ban on our recording material to bring you back these reports. But the risk was well worth it.
Everybody asked me there to change the music. Because you see, they realize their music is not very interesting to other countries, you know, because it's either very ethnic, you know, with ethnic instruments, and there's a... It's not exactly something you might want to spend, you know, 20 euros on.
This album is a collective from all regions of Eritrea. So it has styles from Gashbarka, styles from the highlands, styles from the coastal Red Sea. It's a collective.
They don't have oil, they don't export, you know, bananas or whatever, but they do have a very, very strong and old culture, and they know this. And in the best way they can, they're trying to keep the cultures alive, and including the languages and the music. And so I was fortunate to be able to meet the musicians that would do that.
I'm standing outside one of the landmarks of Asmara, the St. Mary's Cathedral that dominates the skyline. There are dozens of people thronging out here for a funeral, dressed in the traditional white of a Christian burial. Right next door, the muezzin invites Eritrea's Muslim followers for the midday prayer. As we found out last week, this kind of cohabitation is very much at the heart of Eritrea's Got Soul, which unites musicians from 8 of the country's 9 ethno-linguistic communities. Yet, as I found out earlier today, the start of the project back in 2006 was a simple discussion at the local Alliance Française.
My name is Afwar Kiarifaine. I work for the Alliance Française since 16 years. And I can tell you, this project, maybe thanks to me,
why?
Just because, why? We was needing somebody, the Eritrean Cultural Center, they asked us to make come and compositor to have a change in our music. To make come and compositor, as you know, in European or American or everywhere from this world, it will be really expensive. And with the little budget we have, Bruno came to play for the 14th of July one day, and I said, this guy...
4 years ago.
Yeah, this guy could make this affair, and we talk. I've been till Paris, and I saw him, I proposed him this proposition, My director, Jean-François Breton, he agreed, he pushed me to do this, and we made him come. And this all from that time, I can tell you, I am the one who gave the name of Bruno Blum.
You ready to go? You coming with us? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Asmara All-Stars. Come on, boys.
Jay Rutledge of Out Here Records, a one-off, or you hope that it can lead to further things given the realities in this country?
I think definitely it's a difficult project. It takes a lot of time. The recording took a lot of time. In a real world where you have a record company like Panks, a producer who stays for 2 months in a country to do a recording like that, then it is difficult. And I mean, I could never have afforded it. So that's basically also a glimpse into the future, because I think in general more and more projects like this will actually be funded, like people that, like the Alliance Française or the Goethe Institute, who are here and try to support a kind of an opening or a kind of new look at music and then sponsor things like that. But again, I think if you don't exploit it commercially, meaning carry it in the world and it is successful, then I think it will not really maybe change things here. Because if these people tour with this type of music, which is still very close to tradition, and then come back as stars too, and people say, you played Akrar, Electrified, with a bit of a reggae beat maybe internationally, cool, I want to get into playing Akrar again, and you know, maybe forget about the keyboard or forget about, you know, the kind of really commercial music that they're tied into here. So I think that's a really important part, because that is kind of the test of, you know, if there's a future for this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and once again, welcome to a new event organized by Alliance Française of Asmara with the support of PFDG Cultural Affairs. The concert of tonight is the conclusion of a long story which started 2 years ago. But don't worry.
Bonjour, je suis Xavier Verger-Renard, directeur de l'Alliance Française d'Asmara.
Hi, my name is Xavier Verger-Renard. I'm the director of the Alliance Française in Asmara. Eritrean music is very popular here. It's very lively. It's modern, but still relies on traditional instruments. You might not have noticed it earlier, but when musicians played, people of all generations knew the songs. They all danced. There's a true vitality in Eritrean music and culture. It's also popular in the Eritrean diaspora. They're very proud of it, and they're quite dynamic in promoting it. Bruno Blum's idea, which we backed, was to make sure this music becomes more widely known and enters into what we now call world music. Now, we hope to move on and make other CDs with other musicians and do all we can to have the Asmara All-Stars participate in big international world music festivals.
Faitinga is actually the only recognizable name in international circles. She's been around for 20 years. She has a remarkable personal history with over a dozen years involved in the fight for liberation that Eritrea had to take to get its independence. Did she live up to her reputation, feisty, independent, with a very distinctive approach to music?
She's a very strong personality. She has an incredible voice, and that's all I care.
French guitarist and producer Bruno Blum.
To be able to do this project, one thing was necessary is to not get involved with political matters, okay? Eritrea is a very special country. It is ruled by a regime that looks a bit like China, you know, and so I'm not going to get involved in any issues that would mention the war, or which is finished now, okay? You can go to Eritrea, it's a beautiful country, just go there. It's cheap, it's worth going, there's a lot of hotels, it's beautiful. I think it's more important to spread the culture.
Well, that culture has deep roots here in Eritrea. This country has one of the oldest Christian communities in the world, and as this Sunday morning mass testifies, it still uses music rhythms and instruments like the large double-headed kibero drums to inspire its followers. Such fiercely defended traditions and beliefs are what have pushed the likes of singer Faitinga to stay in their beleaguered country. Faitinga is the best-known artist on this compilation, Eritrea's Got Soul. Faitinga, do you like your life to be 1 foot here, 1 foot Switzerland, to know South Africa? Is this a nice life for you?
Yeah, I like my country. I like Asmara. I like my people, my government, because I fight for freedom my country. I get freedom my country. I don't want to go to another country. All night, all day, I dream about my country. I think I lose my country, you know? Life is very difficult in Europe. It's very expensive. You have stress also. You have stress, the people. You think about telephone bill, electric bill.
And this you don't have in Eritrea?
In Eritrea, me, I have 3 children now. It's going to school. You never paid my children for the school. You don't think about the school. You have free university. You know, you don't pay. If you go in Europe, you have to pay. If you go hospital also, without money, you never go to make operation in Europe. You need insurance, you know. If you here, if you go hospital, you pay 35 NACFA. It's 1 euro. Now HIV people in Asmara, you get in the medical for HIV medical, you don't pay free. You know, I look the life, I go to Japan, I go China, I go Australia, I go Senegal, United States. Everything I go to the war is very difficult. People talking about Eritrea bad. America talking fucking goddamn. You know, in Eritrea you have like this, the government is like this. You have to look. This new country. It's new country. Before fighting 30 years with Ethiopia, with American, with Israel, with KGB, with everything, fight the government. You keep freedom for the people. After this, 20 years old. It's young country, you know.
I'm with someone here from Asmara who knows the country very well. And for you, what role does the government see in music?
The government is supposed to care about music a little bit better than what he is doing right now. Because he can't just write a song and take it to a studio and work it out. You can't do that. You need to go to the Minister of Information. It needs to be checked. It needs to be translated. I mean, like, it could have different meanings. And they checked for that. And if they say it's okay, you can sing it. But even if it's the best song that had ever been written in the face of Earth, and if they don't like it, man, you're done. You're the same guy on the street.
Is there a lot of this kind of censorship?
Actually, every day. They don't want people, I mean, like the singers, have a political meanings in their songs. That's what they is. They don't want people to say what is happening inside out loud. Like, people don't talk over here loud. Like, you can't say whatever is going on is bullshit. You can't say that because you ain't gonna write. You got rights for everything. Everything that you need in life. Like, house, shelter, you know, the basics. But for this kind of a thing, no. I'm like, the people are scared to say things like that.
Yeah! I want to hear you say yeah! Woo-hoo!
You're a musician here. What did you think of this rather unique event?
Well, it was such a beautiful event and so warm, very inspiring, and everyone was, I think, was enjoying it, and especially at the last moment, and then because people was more involved with the musicians and there was the people on the stage and down. I like it. I would love to see some more events like this.
how different is it to what we hear normally here in Asmara?
It's really, really has a life.
There's no playback, there's no synthesizer,
not at all. Real feelings, real fingers, real tracks, you know, real sound. That was beautiful.
It could be a kind of inspiration for the local musicians?
Of course, a lot. Even though it's expensive to arrange that kind of event, but it can be very good inspiration and encouragement for the local musicians like me.
Bruno Blum, where are you hoping to accompany the Asmara All-Stars now?
I can't wait to take the Asmara All-Stars on the road around the world. Hopefully we'll get the exit visas, hopefully we'll get the entry visas into Europe and elsewhere. It's a fantastic group. They play a music that is celebrated around the world in a way through the old Ethiopic series, which are world famous, which are influencing English music, French music, everywhere. You have Francis Falsetto himself said that the best group of Ethiopian music today is from France, from Brittany. So they back Mahmoud Ahmed, you know, the great Ethiopian singer. So this Asmara All-Stars group is really that. It's really delivering something we never had a chance to hear in the 60s. You know, it's there today because the tradition is there. Only the jazz and R&B influences that were there at the time, in the 70s, 60s, have transformed into a reggae influence day one. But it's really the same people and the same culture and the same beauty. And I think that we're very lucky if we can manage to take them on the road. And so hopefully next year we'll be there.
I think would appreciate, because what people want to hear and are interested, they want, you know, a part of the culture, they want to participate in what's going on there, what are these people talking about, how do they live, a feel of that. And again, you know, you kind of have to work around the border of keeping that in the music and also, you know, opening it up a bit to make it accessible. And I don't think that's not being authentic. I think that's actually music, I think, has always been that way. You know, it's not like an isolated thing. It's about, you know, opening up and putting in new influences, new things happen, you incorporate them. I mean, in this record there's a teeny bit of hip-hop in it. I don't mind, you know, it doesn't destroy the song or anything. You just feel, okay, these guys know hip-hop, but they play this music. So I think there might be a future, but I mean, time will tell.
The final burst of Eritrea's Got Soul, the first album by the Asmara All-Stars. It started to make real inroads into world music circles and was voted into the top 25 albums for 2010 by European DJs. But there is still no certainty the Eritrean artist behind it will be allowed to leave the country for a tour of any sort. Such obstacles are dissuading the likes of Out Here Records from pursuing this adventure, which would bring much-needed support to local artists in the Horn of Africa nation. World Tracks will, of course, keep listeners posted. And that rounds up today's two-part series in Asmara. Until next week, goodbye.
ayne enen nado digik takarne aka bahne kanadi ke alle ro haslum la me bidi ay makana amne ina dalte mun kon sre I'm